TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. What if something most women wear every day could be a lifesaver? In her talk from TED Monterey 2021, healthcare technology entrepreneur Alicia Chong Rodriguez introduces us to an undergarment innovation that could collect life-saving data and link us to the exact therapies we need in the moment of a health crisis. It's pretty cool.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I am proudly named Alicia after my grandma. She dedicated her life to women's health as an obstetrician in a time when women were rarely allowed to obtain medical degrees. We lost her to a heart attack when I was 13 years old. When one of my co-founders, Monica, was 12, she was waiting at school for her mom to pick her up. Only that didn't happen, because her mom, a 44-year-old physician, had suddenly passed away from a stroke. Unfortunately, our stories are common. Heart disease and stroke are the leading causes of death and disability worldwide. And for women, it is not only harder to recognize, diagnose, and treat, but after a heart attack or a stroke, women also face higher mortality. There are about 44 million women living in the US with heart disease, and the incidences for women under 65 are on a rise. So what's going on? The answer lies at the intersection of two areas, data and medical devices. Let's look at data first, or the lack of it. When I was doing cardiovascular research at MIT, I had access to huge data sets, realizing that women were one of the largest subgroups underrepresented was eye-opening. In fact, women were basically excluded from cardiovascular clinical trials until the NIH mandated inclusion in 1993. This is why existing technologies and therapies often fall short, because most of them have been designed using data primarily from male animals and men. And as artificial intelligence helps turbocharge digital health, there's a danger that algorithms mostly trained with male data and biases will actually perpetuate the problem. Next, let's look at medical devices. The one-type-fits-all approach doesn't even take into account the fact that heart disease and stroke can present differently in women. Way too often, female thresholds are not programmed, smaller arteries cannot be visualized, and poor clinical-grade monitoring systems cannot accommodate to different body shapes or her stages in life. In the 1800s, Amelia Bloomer led a movement against damaging corsets towards more comfortable and useful garments for women. She inspired us to think, what if we could solve both the data and the device challenge by using a garment that most women already wear daily? What if a garment designed to support women could also augment her health? Our idea is to turn the everyday bra into an actual lifesaver. And this is how we're doing it. This is our augmented garment platform. It gives women the ability to continuously and remotely acquire physiological data. By wearing this bra, women can view insights and patterns and keep an automated journal in her phone, giving her a simple way to tag symptoms and collect life-saving data to share with her doctor for early detection and targeted management. It can even track the safety and efficacy of certain therapies. We've built medical-grade textile sensors that can adapt to multiple bra styles and sizes for continuous, reliable, and repeatable data all around her torso and her heart. We can track heart rhythm, breathing, temperature, posture, and movement. And by applying algorithms, we can use this data to decode symptoms, articulate arrhythmia triggers, and generate personalized digital biomarkers. Unlike traditional biomarkers like blood that take a snapshot in time, digital biomarkers work more like a video, using data collected over time to explain, influence, and even predict health outcomes. They have the potential to enable care immediately. No more wait time for results. She has the data available when she needs it the most. With medical-grade technology as easy as wearing a bra, we could catch up, close the data gap, enable easier participation in clinical trials, and bring women's healthcare into the 21st century. The more women that wear this augmented bra, the faster we can create a truly meaningful and inclusive data set on women's health. Collectively, this data can enable breakthroughs in digital diagnostics and therapeutics to solve some of the biggest healthcare challenges humanity faces today. With our unique biological data, our ability to gather more and more of it, and our ability to learn from it using AI, the dream of making medicine without bias and truly personal can be achieved. And that, of course, benefits all of us. Thank you.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.